Morning to each one. Thank you, Micaiah, for those songs. I especially appreciated number 7. Stand up and bless the Lord. Verse 3. Oh, for a living flame from his own altar brought, to touch our lips, our minds inspire, and wing to heaven our thought. This morning, I want to challenge us on the area of having a thankful attitude through times of difficulty. So my title this morning is Thankfulness Through Difficulty. Can we be a thankful people through the good times, but also through the difficult times of life? So, why don't we rise again and have a word of prayer? Thank you, Lord, for this morning that we can come together and worship in your house, Lord. Pray that you would anoint my lips to speak what you would have them to speak. I pray that you would help my thoughts to be clear and that you would anoint my lips, Lord. Pray that we could go from the house of here, Lord, this morning encouraged. Pray this in Jesus' name, amen. Y'all might be seated. So the verse I want to base my devotional on this morning is 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 18. So we can all turn there. First Thessalonians 5, verse 18. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So this verse says, in everything give thanks. So that means for good things, and that means for bad things as well, or for trials that come in our life, or difficulty. I know it's not Thanksgiving this morning, but I know that it can be easy to forget to be thankful. And that's something that I want to grow in a lot more in my life, and I think we could hear about it a little more often. So, in everything give thanks. What does this mean? Can it really mean everything? Everything in life. Of course we can be thankful for easy times and easy things in life, or things that we enjoy, God's many blessings to us, creation, whatever it may be. Those are easy things to be thankful for. But the question comes to us, what about things that come to us in life that are tough or challenging to accept? Are we really called to be thankful for those things as well? Can anyone think of a Bible character who was thankful for something difficult in their life? Thankful for a challenge in their life, that he could rejoice. Paul. I want to look at Paul a little bit this morning. 2 Corinthians 12. Let's turn there. We'll read the first 10 verses of the chapter. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 1. It is not expedient for me to doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body or I cannot tell, or out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth. Such a one called up in the third heaven. I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body I cannot tell, God knoweth. How that he was called up into paradise, and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. Of such a one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth, But now I forbear, lest any man would think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said, My grace is sufficient for thee, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather glory in mine infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I will take pleasure in mine infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. So we can see here that Paul had a thankful attitude for his thorn in the flesh, or what he was going through. Verse 5 says that he will glory in his infirmities. Verse 7 and 8, Paul talks about the thorn in his flesh. He doesn't tell us exactly what that is. Some people say it was malaria or epilepsy, or some kind of eye disease. But whatever the case was, it was something that was causing him to struggle, and or at least it was a hindrance to his ministry. And it was something that, it's just a thorn in the flesh. Something difficult for him. And it says in verse 8 that he urgently or fervently asked God three different times that this thorn would be removed from him. But God chose not to remove this. God had another plan. God had a reason for it. Verse 9 says that he would gladly glory in his infirmities. Paul says that. In the power of Christ. Paul says that in verse 9 he would gladly glory in his infirmities, that the power of Christ would rest upon him. Verse 10, he says that he takes pleasure in his infirmities, in reproaches, and necessities, and persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when he is weak, then he is strong. So, we see that Paul was someone who was thankful for something that was difficult for him in his life. And God didn't take away this thorn, but God gave him grace for it. God had a purpose. God had a purpose for this thorn in the flesh. I believe it made Paul a person that was stronger in character. It helped him to become humble. And he was also able to empathize with others then in a deeper way. Others who had difficulties in their life. But the thing I want to point out is that Paul was thankful for his infirmity. Paul was thankful for, even though he had trials, and this, specifically thinking of this infirmity that he had, he was able to be rejoicing about it and be thankful for it. So, what things are in our life, or your life, that God doesn't take away, even though you may wonder why it's there? Can we trust that God has a plan and a bigger for us than we can see? And can we be thankful for it? Let's turn to Ephesians 5, 15 through 20. Ephesians 5, verse 15 through 20. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Whereof be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts unto the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So verse 19 and 20, it seems we're supposed to be speaking to ourselves in psalms, spiritual songs, making melodies. And verse 20, giving thanks always in all things to God. So we see we are called to give thanks no matter what, in all things, singing. Give thanks with singing. And it says, give thanks always. That means when it's easy and also when it's difficult. God can use difficult things to make us better people in character. He can use it to break us and change us and to shape us into more of his image. I want to look at, you can take your songbooks out and turn to number 683. This has been one of my favorite songs on this topic. Number 683. I could read all the verses, but I think I'm just going to read the first three verses. And notice how we can be thankful for everything. I love this song for how it says we can be thankful for our joy. Joy that's touched with pain is especially one's thought. So I'm going to read the first three verses. My God, I thank thee, who has made the earth so bright, so full of splendor and of joy, beauty, and light. So many thoughts, so many glorious thoughts, things are here, noble and right. My God, I thank thee too, that thou hast made joy to abound. So many gentle thoughts and deeds circling us round. So that in the darkest spot of earth, some love is found. Now verse 3 is what I want to specifically think about. My God, I thank thee more that all our joy is touched with pain. That shadows fall on brightest hours and that thorns remain. So that earth's bliss may be our guide and not our chain. So, have you ever had joyful moments in life that have been touched with pain? And maybe you wonder why. What about shadows falling on brightest hours? Times that you are happy or joyful, yet something just has to seem to dampen your joy. Why does God allow shadows to fall on brightest hours? Or why does he allow thorns to remain? We've seen God left the thorn in Paul's life. He did not take it away. Can't we experience the brightest hours with no shadows? Can't God just remove the thorns from us? I think we need to remember when we have questions like this that God has a purpose and a plan for allowing difficulties into your life, whether you may understand them or not. It says, so that earth's bliss may be our guide and not our chain. God allows difficulty, I believe, to keep us from becoming too attached to things on earth and losing our focus. Also, I believe he can use those things to shape our character and make us become more like Christ. So my conclusion to this is God does call us to be thankful people. We can see that in different places. And my challenge for you all this morning is, will you choose to be thankful even when you're going through times that aren't difficult? And can you do that with a spirit of thanksgiving? God bless you.